Yahweh Skenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week we take a listen to some amazing music from incredible indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. And, as always, you're invited to enjoy the music in the chat. Today my featured artist is Christy Lane Sinclair. She's Haida and Cree, raised in British Columbia, currently living along the Campbell River in Vancouver. She's released approximately 5 or 6 albums throughout the years. The last time we got caught up was upon the heels of the release of The Ability to Judge Distance, so it's been a little while now. She's back with a brand new offering called Super Blood Wolf Moon, produced by Juno-nominated singer-songwriter Tara Lightfoot, recorded at Jukasa in Oswego. She has a great number of tracks that we're going to be talking about today, kicking things off. It's Dogfish Woman. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gino.
Mother, she's a raven. She loves you. Oh, honey, she loves you. She's grasping at shadows. She wants to keep them close. And beauty, you are dancing. She left along with me. We're on here with the shadows. We're on here
Christy Lane Sinclair's Dogfish Woman from her new offering, The Super Blood Wolf Moon, kicking off our listening on today's edition of Gyno. Welcome to the conversation. I'm excited to welcome Christy back to the show. I believe the last time we talked was 2018-2019, on the heels of The Ability to Judge Distance, her previous release. So much has transpired. So much has changed in the meantime. And I'm so grateful that we're able to reconnect on the other side of craziness like the COVID pandemic. So without further ado, welcome back to Gyno. Christy, how are you doing today?
I'm excited to be back and talk to you, for sure.
Thank you so much. You have a really great new album out. As we'll get more into the discussion a little bit here, you nicely balance it out with serious themes and more laid-back, fun kind of songs as well. So we're going to touch on all of this. But before we dive into the new release, I was wondering if you would be so kind to tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
I am currently in Campbell River in British Columbia, Canada. I am sitting by the sea right now, having the salty air blow through my hair.
Yeah.
A little ASMR. So I grew up on the coast, kind of near Alaska in Haida Gwaii. So I'm Haida and Cree. And I've been making music since I was 15. So We're looking at like 25 years.
What was it that got you into music in the first place?
The first moment where I was like, I'm going to be a musician, like it's like the 90s, first CDs, first stereo.
Yeah.
And then I saw a Smashing Pumpkins VHS. That's how old I am.
I'm right there with you.
Right? And I went out to my mom and I was like, so I need a Fender Stratocaster because I'm going to be Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to marry Billy Corgan. I just wanted to be Billy Corgan.
Yeah. The world is a vampire, right?
For my birthday, she got me a Fender Stratocaster.
Cool.
And it had to be a Fender Stratocaster. It couldn't be a Fender Squire. Yeah. It had to be, like, the good stuff.
Sure.
And the guy who worked at the store actually went to high school with her. So he's like, do not buy her this guitar. Do not spend $700 on a guitar. She's never going to play it. And he's like, she's like, if my daughter says she's going to play guitar, she's going to play guitar.
Yeah. And look
and
at here
I
we are.
I still play that guitar all the time.
It's my guitar. Wow.
Yeah. It's like a Fender Stratocaster, but that thing could like drive across the country and it'll still be in tune.
Cool. Well, and let's face it, you do form a relationship with an instrument. Anybody who tells you that there's not kind of a life force with an instrument hasn't played enough of an instrument, right?
Well, I mean, your hands do like physically wear the wood as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's totally, it's my baby and it's so nice. It's like, when I used to wear like studded belts all the time, there's that wear on the back and yeah.
At what point?
I'm kind of a gear nerd.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because you're not going to find
right?
a bigger nerd than me. You know what I mean? But this is nice.
That's a longer podcast.
Oh, which we should do at some point as well, I think. We can even live stream it, right?
Oh, man, I would totally tune in to, pedal setups or whatever.
Yeah. No, all right. Anyway. This is fun it is a little bit of a trip back in memory lane. And I think we need to appreciate as well, like, what a great time to feel inspired by music that really was. You know, it was on TV all the time. And, there was a lot of corporate fluff, too, right? But, it was just, it still seemed accessible at that point. Which point did you release your first album?
Geez, I feel like it was 2010 or 2009. I don't even know. Mm. I'm so bad at this. I do like quite a lot of press and people are like, how many albums do you have? I'm like, I don't know. like does EPs count as albums? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think I have 5 out and an EP now.
Cool.
Yeah, I went to music school. I grew up in a small town. It was like a fishing port. And basically, it was go to school or suffer the fishing port town.
Options were a little bit more limited, yeah.
Right? So I wanted to go to music school, and I played guitar, and I played out of like Guitar World magazine, like tabs and stuff like that. So I like quickly, like really like learned notes on a page really fast and like applied via cassette tape to a music school in Vancouver. And I actually started playing, I sent in a Black Sabbath song, but one of their like old timey, like classical songs.
What, like Orchid or?
What was it on? It's on Masters of Rat. It's like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh yeah.
Bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anyway. That's my favorite Black Sabbath album.
Right? Me too.
Yeah. Every anyway, track on that.
That's another podcast.
See? We got the wheels turning now. Before we get back into our listening, let's just talk a quick moment about the ability to judge distance. I mean, you had some really great success with that too, and you were able to get your name out there, create a bigger network. I seem to even recall like seeing you on the Indigenous Music Countdown a bunch with that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. That was a really fun record. That might be my like funnest, most positive. I mean, it's not really even that positive, but
a little bit more carefree than what we're going to be talking about with this release anyway. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I am looking forward to coming back after our first batch of tunes and exploring some of the themes on here. You recorded at a prestigious studio with a high profile producer. You brought along a bunch of ladies that really can rock. And, we have so much more to talk about. Let's see. As has been custom here on Guy Note here recently, I was wondering if you could give me a couple of recommendations of new music that you feel people got to check out. Who do we got to know about?
In the women power vein, my friend Edzu, who's a West Coast, I think she's Tlingit from like up north in the Yukon.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, she's such a powerhouse, and he just dropped a song called Warrior Song, and I listened to it the other day. And definitely deserves a spin because she was like such a force. And Andrina Terrain is a good friend of mine out of Winnipeg. And she dropped an album and it's super beautiful. I was lucky enough to preview it a few months ago when I was in Winnipeg. And I was just like, could not wait to hear the whole thing when it's done. So, yeah, definitely those two. My girl, Kelly Fraser.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm really enjoying it.
There's never been a better time for Indigenous music, and we're gonna hear from a lot of ladies that rock today. In fact, I thought we would go with that theme, and I do believe, as I look at the list, that everybody on here is some female powerhouse. You know what I mean? So we're gonna come back and talk about Super Blood Wolf Moon. In the meantime, enjoy these three selections. Adrena Terrain, See Me Through the Night, the Puta Fe Trio with Woman Sacred, and kicking things off right now from Christy Lane Sinclair's Super Blood Wolf Moon, Asaranon Da Jates. You ought to sing along with Heart Bites today on Gyno.
Lay here, dead of night, you don't need me, and I don't feel right tonight. Skipping stones in the southern light. You don't need me, and then I try to sleep. And the walls say your heart. Tearing all to pieces. See,
Hey, this is Shawnee Kish. I'm Two-Spirit singer-songwriter Mohawk from Six Nations Grand River, living in Edmonton, and you are listening to Gyno.
Okay, this is for everybody here. It's called Woman Sacred.
Oh, Hi, I'm Ilani, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe.
Terrain, See Me Through the Night, a great track coming by way of recommendation from today's featured guest, Christy Lane Sinclair. If you're just now tuning in, it's great to welcome Christy back to the show. A lot has transpired since she last joined me on Gyno, I think about 5 or 6 years ago now, on the heels of her then latest release, The Ability to Judge Distance. She's back with a brand new album called Super Blood Wolf Moon, and there are a lot of themes that we ought to start diving into. And, you know, something tells me, Christy, that you really have something to say with this release, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was 5 years between releases, and, you know, I really wanted to do an album, and I really wanted it to tell a story. The funny thing with an album is that I feel like it makes itself. It makes itself known, and it wants to do what it wants to do.
Yeah.
And definitely, I thought I was done songwriting, and then it's like, we're totally not done. We're only halfway done, actually. So I kind of had to pause everything and continue writing, and this is what came out. And then it was finally done, and then COVID happened. It was a bit of a release salmon, and everyone's like, don't really see that. And I'm like, but I really, really, really need to.
Yeah.
So it's out. It's probably been ready for 2 years. I'm actually halfway through my next album, which has never happened before. I've never done both at the same time.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Like, that's just, like, kind of unheard of, like, energy-wise, for sure.
Well, it's got to help you keep the momentum going, too, right?
It's kind of fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. But it's, like, almost all projects that were, like, held back in COVID are now happening now. And I'm just like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. I've been, like, on the couch for, like, 3 years.
Yeah. So the songs came together. You weren't setting out to, I guess, create a narrative, but you started to notice some similarities between them. And I guess one of the themes that you do explore on here is the need to discuss some of these hard discussions, domestic abuse and PTSD.
I mean, a lot of these songs were birthed out of, like, in my house, post-domestic violence, PTSD, still a thing in my life now. Mm-hmm. I don't think it ever really goes away. But, I mean, I wrote the songs, and I write a lot of songs for myself, and I'm like, you know, is it too personal, or it's like, I don't want to talk about it, and some of these were definitely those songs. And, you know, I didn't want to, but I felt like I had to. And now that I have, it feels so much better.
Therapeutic, like a release?
Yeah, it's totally, like, freeing, you know? Yeah. Like, and especially I'm getting, like, feedback from women, which is so nice and so supportive, because also I have people to talk to. Because, like, at the time, I had no one to talk to, and it was super lonely. And what I did a lot of the times was look for music that reflected my own experience, and I couldn't find one.
Sure.
I couldn't find, like, one song. But it's because, you know, like, stuff like this can be, like, a career killer for women. And, you know, I think, you know, it's 2023.
It's time to get with it, right?
Right. It's time to get with it. It's time to talk about it and not just be like, you know, it's not airing your dirty laundry.
Right.
It's real life, and it's happening to more people than a lot of people think. So
see, that to me is really, I guess, kind of discouraging, because, you know, I don't know. I would hope that there would be some progress on that, but, man, there's still so much to do as far as good relations with the other, right?
Well, I mean, especially, like, even during COVID, like, our prime minister, you know, it's like the press conferences about other things are, like, super long, and it's like, also a side note, we just put in, like, $5 million towards, like, domestic violence. But I've talked to, like, you know, like, the helplines and all this stuff, but it's like, you know, it got a lot worse during COVID because people are staying at home with their abusers and there's money problems,
right,
and yada, yada, yada. And it just kind of wasn't talked about. Or, like, the weirdest part was, like, during COVID, the helplines went dead.
Oh, wow.
Because nobody was phoning in because they were surrounded with their abusers.
Sure.
So, and then it got really bad. And then there was lots of people calling the helpline. Anyway, I mean, it sucks. Everything sucks.
Christy, I'm glad the feedback has generally been really positive, and I hope this signals a change in the tide as well. And I think it's going to continue to resonate with a lot of people, and I think it will be instrumental in helping to facilitate these conversations. You know, let's talk about one last thing before we get back into the tunes, and specifically the title. You told me that there is a meaning behind the Super Blood Wolf Moon. You haven't told me it yet, and the suspense is killing me.
I hope this is a good story. No, but I think when I was working on this record, because it spanned over 2 years, it was funny when I would write every song, I would notice that it was a full moon. I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally writing with the cycle
Yeah.
without really knowing it. And then the last song on the album was The Night of the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh.
And it was huge, and it was red, and yeah, it was just so amazing. And then I was just like, what a dope title for a record.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like true. And it's, and the artwork based around it. And yeah, just like transformation. And it was just kind of great. And my cousin like designed all the artwork for it. It's tied to artwork.
Cool.
With the moon transforming me into a wolf.
It's an impressive release, even aesthetically, as you were mentioning the artwork. And I do think that was a super cool story to talk about, too, because as we were getting caught up before actually pressing record here, right? Like, I'm working on this full moon radio project and really feel it kind of important to reckon time kind of in our traditional ways as well, right? So, yeah, I always like to nerd out with things like that. So I thank you so much, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
It was touching to see you include a sample from Kelly Frazier on here. And I was wondering if you could help to introduce this next song that we're going to be listening to.
Of course. So the song is Break. Initially, Kelly Frazier was going to be on this album. She had PTSD as well. She is a good friend of mine. She wanted to actually like massage this album and learn from the recording process and just be there. And I didn't actually know she had PTSD. So when I was writing Break, afterwards, I'm just like, it's missing something. And I talked to her producer and he sent this over, but it was it was the right BPM. It was the right feel. Didn't have to edit it at all. So I kind of felt like it just was perfect. And I felt like we were still collaborating and hanging out and her like offering her power again. And that was, I don't know, it's beautiful. It's so, it gives me chills still. I'm getting chills talking about it right now.
The waiting girls, sound we now, walls I tried to break down.
Hey, this is Jaylee Wolf, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Grandma Nature, Mother Moon, show me what to do when they are taking our rights away, policing our
has the power. Everything is out there.
From Edzu called Warrior Song and coming by recommendation from the great Christy Lane Sinclair for your listening pleasure today on Gyno. I'd just like to take a quick moment to encourage listeners out there to go and check out the full archive at gynomusic.fm, and as always, you're welcome to check the local listings at nv1.org. Christy, what a nice conversation this has been. It's been a pleasure getting caught back up with you after all these years. And congratulations on a new release. And as we kind of start to wind things down, I wonder what's on your agenda. What do you have coming up?
You're not going to believe it, but I'm going to tour a bit.
Ah.
Oh, no, wait. I can't believe it. I mean, they locked me up for so long. It's the feast after the famine.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, I think I'm just booking a bunch of shows around BC locally. And I'm just going to keep on that vein. Like, I'm just going to keep going out and playing and living my life. And I'm halfway through making another record right now.
What can you tell us about that?
It's super fun. I mean, it's kind of like, because I was like trained in classical guitar,
yeah.
And then it meant, but I fell in love with grunge. I feel like this has all been coming out in the wash, but I feel like my music is kind of sinking into exactly what I've been trying to do. So the next record is just amping it even more up and like tightening it up.
Cool.
And, you know, it's a lot of rock. There's classical guitar on it, kind of but I don't know, I kind of hard to describe. It's different. It's like I keep having babies with better baby daddies.
Well, any anticipated release date for this, or are we still a little far out for that?
I'm not sure. I think it'll be at least maybe a year.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta let this breathe and ride this way for a while too.
Yeah, I
want to
bask a little bit.
Yeah, and you absolutely deserve to do that, too. Once again, it's well put together. The songs are thoughtful. But yeah, you know, we find that delicate balance, I think. You capture that nicely with this. And congratulations on all your continued success. I'm happy you get to head out on the road. And one last question. Where can people find more of you at?
Oh, I think it's on all the things. The iTunes, the Spotify, the Amazon, the ConcealingSinclair.com, what have you. I think I'm easy to find.
Yeah.
I don't Google myself too often, but
This has been such a nice conversation, and I really can't thank you enough for taking a little bit of time to join me on Gyno today.
Yeah, it's always amazing talking to you.
Gets out. I'm not on the rise.
Sinclair, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Maybe.
Into the light of the Gaino is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwenneh Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gaino, log on to gainomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.